Music, me, and horror movies. I have a gig coming up this Saturday, and it's at Hilltop and Tavern and Inn. I think it's called the Hilltop Tavern and Inn. And I used to play there. I played there a couple times in the past, like, couple decades, I guess, which isn't much, but I didn't really get out and play live much in the last decade for sure. Which is fine because I raised a family and, did little things, nondescript things like, teach in a low socioeconomic city and learn a lot of teaching theories and, make my teaching credential cleared and practice Spanish with families and, just like unimportant things like that. But yeah, every now and then I would play places, and it's just always been a delight. I just have such a hunger and a thirst for music and listening to it and figuring it out and seeing patterns in music. Probably the most recent thing that I've been excited about in music is this song. Super Bowl Sunday was in a commercial for Kia. You might recall the commercial. The song is by Cat Power featuring Coldplay, and I know that means Chris Martin, because there's no drum, there's no bass. Well, there is probably bass, but it's mostly a piano song, which we all know Chris Martin is the piano behind Coldplay. He's also the lead singer. I think he does a couple background sounds at some point, kind of like Viva La Vida, whoa, whoa, those kinds of sounds. But mostly it's Cat Power, and I got introduced to her, and she's interesting. She reminds me of like a 70s like Playboy model, centerfold. Of course, she's almost my age. She's 52. I don't think Playboy generally had people in their 50s in there, but she's really hot. I looked at a bunch of pictures of her, and she's real neat looking. She reminds me of like the 70s, which, as you know, I've been studying the 60s and 70s in my movie reviews. I've been going back and looking at a lot of 60s horror movies that are amazing, and you can hear all those at Riley on Film, which I'm not even sure where to tell you to listen to it. It's on everywhere you can hear podcasts. Apple Podcasts was always my choice when I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and I know it's there. It's also on Spotify. It's also on Spotify for podcasters, but I don't really know if you can access that or not. That would be where I would tell you to go, because that's where I produce the podcast. But anyway, this Cat Power person, 52 years old, really interesting. She's got some great songs. I guess in a way, like, not as intensely, but she sort of reminds me of, like, X's and O's. You remember that song? Oh, somebody's calling me, and it's a junk call. Someone says, bye, Sarasota, Florida. Do you get those two all the time? I don't know. Like, one time I applied for a loan, and just ever since then, I just get all these calls all the time. And you know what happens when I pick them up? You probably know. No one says anything. They wait for about 2 minutes, and they hang up. So there's really no escape, and I wish there was a no-call list. But anyway, getting back to Cat Power, she's got the voice in this, and I was so, like, ignorant of who she was that I thought she was a guy. She has kind of one more husky voice. Very beautiful, very beautiful. I mean, her voice is very beautiful. When you kind of get it right and you realize she's a woman, it's a very, very beautiful voice. Anyway, so the way the song kind of hooked me in watching the commercial was, there was a point when they say, every road I'm on seems a road that's wrong. Just like that. And I heard the circle that Chris Martin puts in many of his songs, most notably Viva La Vida. Here Jerusalem bells are ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. And that's the same circle. If you play guitar, you know chords. It's a G, A, D, B minor. And if you want to do it in the key of G, which is more friendly for guitar players, it's a C, D, G, E minor. And it's very common. My dad calls it the freight train pattern. I don't really hear it in freight train, but I think he's onto something. I think he gets it the same as me, but I never really learned freight train. He was a song he played all the time. Freight train, going so fast. And but anyway, so this is like Viva La Vida, like almost exactly. And so I looked it up, and I said, looked up the song in the Kia Super Bowl commercial. Came up right away, Cat pa Power and Coldplay. And I just got that feeling inside of such excitement, because it's like when you remember a movie you saw when you were a kid, and you look it up, you try to figure it out, and then finally you find the movie on Internet Movie Database or something like that, and then you just get so excited. I had that same feeling. Or you do it with songs too. We do that with songs. I remember when I found the Christmas song by Paul McCartney and Wings. That song, just so great. And when I looked it up years ago, and finally found it and heard it, oh, it's like you go on an adventure. You go on a safari, and you find that memory, really that memory that's in your mind from when you were young, and it's so exciting. And that's the same feeling I had, because I really studied Viva La Vida and learned it. And actually, when I used to teach guitar at Westside Park School, Adelanto School District, years ago, I was a teacher there for I think 17 or 18 years, and really, really grew so much as an educator there. And when I taught the kids this song, it was the same circle of chords that I just shared with you, the G, the A, the D, and then the B minor. So I just taught them those chords, and really it doesn't do much other than that through the whole song. So I just got myself a mic and I sang it, and the kids all played on their guitars, and it just sounded amazing. Somebody told me somebody complained that it was like not a it was anti-religion, or I couldn't believe that. That just blew me away. There was a lot of really weird vibes at that school. But anyway, I think I know who did it, and they're just the scum of the earth. But that's years ago. That's my old life, when I was married and raising children and trying to be and trying to be and trying to be. You know what's different now? I just am. I'm not trying to be, I just am. And I like it a lot better. So, incidentally, Buddhist instead of Christian too, but use them both in my spirituality, but really more Buddhist these days. So anyhow, I wanted to just kind of let everybody know kind of where I'm at right now, and I'm bringing all my songs that I've written, which you can find on YouTube. You should be able to just search up Damien Riley Music, Damien Riley Fish, because my years ago was called the 63 Lipless Fish. But I will put a link to my playlist in this podcast so you can go to the notes and listen to it. You might enjoy my songs. They're kind of like the way I talk and the way I review movies, but they're in songs. So if you enjoy this podcast, which I know some of you do, you might enjoy my songs too. So this is going out to my students also. Any of my students that want to come out and see me on Saturday, I know you live close. This has nothing to do with, Professor Riley's grade for you or anything like that. I'm just letting you know, in a kind of real passive way, that I'm going to be playing music for probably about 2 hours. I'm going to play two sets at the Hilltop. I think it's just Hilltop. There's no the Hilltop, and I'll put the information, in the post so you can see it on Facebook and all the places where I try to advertise my stuff. Just while I'm talking about it, I'm also an author. I've written two books. My first book is about basically my coming of age and moving from Mission Viejo to the high desert and becoming a teacher there and learning how to teach. And there's a lot of teaching stuff in that one. Anything I write is always going to have teaching stuff, because that's what I've been doing. Well, I'm 54 now, and I've been doing it since I was about, or studying teaching and being in college since I was about 21. So that's a lot of years, and it's pretty much who I am. And I've had some guys that I've played music with through the years that, I don't know if it, people like my mother will say, oh, they're just jealous, but they really gave me a freaking hard time for being in college, and they really felt, threatened by that. And so those type of friends I don't really hang out with anymore. But you got to look at where they are now. Probably, you know, Long Beach waiting tables still and hooking up with girls and surfing. It's a pretty good life if you can make it happen. But I just wanted more for mine. And so I went into English and I studied English. And the rest is history. I mean, you can look at my transcripts and that's my whole story. I won't put those in the notes, but believe me, I look at them and I'm filled with a rush, but you know, a rush of blood to the head, because I'm just so proud of myself and all that I've done in English. So anyway, I've been blessed to be able to teach part-time at the college. Possibly I may secure a full-time job one day, but I am getting on in years and I'm probably going to retire, you know, with my pension, probably, you know, around 60-ish, somewhere in there. And that's only like 6 years away. So, I'm not really dying to have a full-time job again, but I really love teaching college. And then, of course, I make money through music, writing books, and also delivering Uber Eats. And that really is my primary source of income in addition to the college teaching. But I'm hoping the books and the podcasts and all this other stuff one day will become a source of income for me. Right now, it's steady, but it's a very small amount of money. But something is something. And if you're doing what you love and getting something for it, I think that's admirable, but you know, you may not. But anyway, I am going to be playing this Saturday. I'm going to be playing some amazing songs. I'm going to put up a list of all the songs I've recorded, and I'm going to put up a list of some of the covers that I'll be playing. Jackson Browne, Viva La Vida, Coldplay, Beatles, just a lot of stuff. The Monkees. I've got some great songs in my repertoire. And I'm looking forward to playing for you. I'm going to be switching back from acoustic to electric. My youngest daughter, Julie, is going to pound the drums with me on a few of them. And my oldest daughter, Bella, is going to be playing bass on a couple of them. So you get the delight of hearing my daughters play with me. To me, that's really the delight for me. But I think people will enjoy it. And I'm trying to fill the place up. So if you can come, that would be great. Remember, Hilltop in Apple Valley. I think you can search it up, or you can look for it in the notes. I'll have all the information there, and I will see you at Hilltop.